From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Environmental Protection Agency plans to build a wastewater treatment plant for an inactive Colorado gold mine after the agency inadvertently triggered a 3 million gallon spill of polluted water there last month. The EPA released documents Tuesday outlining plans to quickly build the plant below the Gold King mine near Silverton. An EPA-led crew triggered the spill on August 5th, tainting rivers in Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. The Senate Environment Committee plans to hold a hearing on the incident today, one of several planned by Congress. Colorado's ban on collecting rainwater is likely to be debated at the State House next year. Benza Berkland has more.
Colorado is one of the only states in the country where it's illegal to collect the rain that falls on your roof. Earlier this year, a bipartisan measure to allow rain barrels failed on the last day of the legislative session. Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling opposed the bill, but now he's proposing a new measure to allow rain barrels if water providers make up for the water that would have gone into rivers and streams.
My argument actually is there is an impact. We have to recognize there is an impact. We have a prior appropriation system.
But water experts from Colorado State University testified that the impact is minimal because the water collected in rain barrels would otherwise be absorbed in the grass and gardens and wouldn't flow into streams. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.